As you begin to settle into whatever posture you've chosen for the sitting, I'm just going to read you this poem by John Aston that I think is helpful in terms of exploring doubt, the hindrance of doubt. And the poem is called, Is It True? Is it true? Are you really lost, caught up in the currents of the thinking mind? Or can you feel the cool splash of water and wind upon your face as the river rushes by? Is it true? Are you really lost, stumbling along in some dark forest of worry or fear? Or is something here, something that knows just how black the night really is? Is it true? Are you really lost, wandering the shore in some hazy fog of forgetfulness? Or have you always been here, drinking in the fresh sea air and marveling at the wonder of the gray night? And so this poem is asking us about doubt, and it's also pointing to confidence. Is it true? Are you really lost? And of course, one of the similes the Buddha used to describe the hindrance of doubt was to be lost in a wilderness, in a desert perhaps. And it can be helpful as a way to work with doubt, to also explore confidence or trust or faith or however you like to word that. And so remembering again what brought you here today, what you care about, what you value, holding those intentions, aspirations, those values in mind. And letting them be a guide as we practice. And so now feeling into the body. And as you feel into the body, can you find in the body places of confidence? Is there a sense of confidence that the feet are planted, or the bottom is steady on the cushion bench chair? Is there perhaps a sense of confidence with the hands? Maybe through the chest, the heart region. Or the face with a little bit of a smile. So take a couple of minutes here and explore and experiment with confidence in the body. And if you're not coming up with anything or doubt is predominating, you might want to just try the posture of equanimity that we've practiced so many times, where we make sure we feel really grounded at feet and legs, feel those sensations. Grounded too at the bottom and the hands, with a sense of balance through the bottom and the hands, the legs. A little bit of courageous poise that we can cultivate by rolling shoulders up, back and down a few times, lifting the chest, gently straightening the back, but not stiff. Little uplift. And head and neck nicely balanced. Perhaps eyes looking outwards or slightly upwards as with a big view. And maybe even a wee bit of a smile. So this might serve as another possible way to sit in a confident way. And now choosing an object for mindful awareness that is easy, that arises with ease, with confidence, that even imbues confidence. Any object is fine. Hearing, body scan, sensing touch points, breath in any spot, body with breath together. And checking in about the hindrances. Is there any struggle? Is there any struggle? How's the attitude? How's the energy? And how's the trust or the faith or the confidence? And as we practice in the silence, in our confident postures, our confident object of awareness, recognizing and allowing, naming any hindrance, any other experience as it shows. Using rain. And with the hindrance of doubt, it is especially important that we continue to name it. Doubt about the practice, ourselves, doing it right, all of that kind of stuff. Keep naming it, if that's happening for you. Recognizing and allowing any hindrance transforms the hindrance from an obstacle into an opening, into an object of mindful awareness. No problem. If we're repeatedly plagued by doubt, it's important to know that doubt is like an intoxicated state. We're not in our right minds. And yet we can keep naming it. Ah, this is doubt. Ah, this is how doubt feels. Doubt is arising, a conditioned arising. Not me, not mine. Not all of who I am, not permanent. Keep naming it. Use rain. And come back into your confident posture and your anchor of awareness that you have confidence in. If your mindfulness feels obscured like muddy waters, check, is there doubt? Try on naming it. See what happens. And keep returning to that confident posture and object of awareness again and again and again. If we've been troubled by a repeated difficulty, a hindrance, perhaps doubt, we could take a few minutes and do a rain practice, a little more in depth. Remember, if you do this, to really ground, come back to that confident posture. So important for doubt. Present moment grounding. And remember your lovely intentions, but what's important to you? And then recognize, name the doubt or whatever it is. I see you, Mara. Relate to it, not from it. And really allow that it's here, accept it, welcome, come in for tea. And investigate, become intimate with it through body, heart, mind, energy, motivation, and see its changing nature. And see too that it is not all of who you are. Do not identify, not me, not mine, not I, not myself. It's a conditioned arising. nature rolling on. And be sure to nurture yourself as well as part of the end of rain. Practicing with that in the silence or carrying on with your confident anchor, confident posture. And if you've been engaged in a rain practice in depth, you might care to begin to finish that up. And really affirm and assert your confident posture and anchor in the present moment. for the remaining minutes. And remembering what really matters to you. What's so important to you that you're bothering with this practice? Aware of any possible benefits from the practice today, and how they may fit with what really matters to you. And if the only benefit is that you put in the time to practice, then credit that too. That too has merit. And dedicating the practice and its merits to our own welfare and that of others. And letting the bells transition us from this formal practice to our time together, that there can be continuous mindfulness as we engage together today.